careballet.org. Log on to this great website. You'll learn a lot. For sure, there's a performance at the end of the month you don't want to miss, A Midsummer Night's Dream at our East Grand Rapids Performing Arts Center. We'll talk about that, but first of all, let's talk about Care Ballet. Kate Cragwell, Board President. Good morning to you, Kate. Welcome back.
Good morning, Shelley.
Heather Liskowitz, good morning to you. You are the artistic director, and you still get out there and dance every once in a while yourself.
Yes, I take class every week still. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here, and here we go. You had mentioned before our mics went on, Kate, that you are 26 years young, this Care Ballet.
We are. We have been around a long time. Our mission is to grow an audience for ballet. So we organize, we teach ballet, and then we perform ballet for families, one-hour ballets, teaching children about how we can tell a story through dance.
And doesn't ballet carry over into other things in life, like maybe learning to sit and stand a little straighter and poise? I don't want to stereotype you, but obviously performing in front of an audience?
Absolutely. They get a plethora of skills from ballet, whether it's the discipline, it's the being able to organize your time. All of our dancers take two to four classes of technique ballet each week. And then the girls have to take point classes. The gentlemen have to take guys classes. We do have several guy dancers, so that's always fun. And then they get to take pas de deux partnering class. And learn how to dance with each other, too. So they're learning how to work with each other. There's a very close-knit family feel to the Care Ballet, but we're always pushing out into the community as well. So they're learning a whole bunch of skills that are going to help them as we go into the schools. We send our dancers out to the schools as well when we have assemblies for our school performance program. And so the dancers get to have an opportunity to talk in front of big groups of people too. So there's a lot of aspects that definitely carry over.
Yes, and more on the general conversation, Kate. Looks like CARE stands for something.
Creative Arts Repertory Ensemble.
Creative Arts Repertory Ensemble. Adults and kids, as we're mentioning?
Our adults don't perform, but we have adult ballet classes. If you took ballet earlier in your life and you'd like to use ballet as a way to strengthen your body, get those core muscles toned up, we offer adult ballet classes. We offer Zumba. We offer gentle yoga for old bodies, Pilates. So there's a full range of adult classes also.
Where is your location?
We are at 29th Street behind Schuler Books, 2661 29th Street.
Great. All right. Well, let's talk about a couple of events not to be missed, and we'll zone right in on A Midsummer Night's Dream. What happens the last weekend of January?
We are performing at the East Grand Rapids Performing Arts Center. It's one of my favorite stories, A Midsummer Night's Dream. It's a very clever, funny show. A lot of different stories intertwined. But don't worry, the kids actually will have a short story time, 15 minutes before the show, so they kind of get an understanding of the storyline before going into it. But you can never go wrong with a whole bunch of sparkly fairies and fun music by Mendelssohn, and it's just a wonderful time for the whole family.
And, Kate, it's an hour long. I mean, kind of that makes it perfect for young audiences, younger, young at heart as well. Introducing Shakespeare.
Introducing Shakespeare, and because this is a play within a play and a somewhat complicated plot, if you're in your seat 10 minutes before the performance, our educator will be doing a plot summary so that the sort of a little story time so that the children can follow the plot line. And if you're bringing your children to the ballet and you say the word Puck at the box office. We will give one free child admission per family. So just appear at the box office window if you haven't purchased your tickets ahead of time and say Puck, and one of your children will see the ballet courtesy of Care Ballet.
That's great. Why the word Puck?
Well, he's a pretty important character in Midsummer Night's Dream.
We'll just leave it at that.
Right.
Again, this is such that this is happening at your East Grand Rapids Performing Arts Center. So that's a big deal, I would think, to a lot of your performers, right?
It's a beautiful it is a beautiful performing arts center. It is a real different experience. It's like a small opera house. I think that's kind of the way that they built that. And so it is our home theater. That is where we perform all of our shows.
Yes. And the performances happen when?
They happen on January 26th and 27th. That's Saturday and Sunday at the end of the month. We have 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. on the 26th and a 3 p.m. show on the 27th.
Kate, don't you have this opportunity for all to see in ways?
Those are our public performances, but the day before, on that Friday, we will bring 1,250 at-risk inner-city children in to see their first ballet performance. We do that two performances on Friday morning. We've already sent our educator out to the school with a dancer. They've explained the story, taught the children concert behavior. And you should just be there to see these kids coming in. They are so excited. They're all primary age school children, and they are just so excited to be going to the ballet in this grown-up venue.
That's great. I trust, I think, that Heather, your I don't want to say costumes, your outfits are such that volunteers behind the scenes, don't you have a bunch
We do have, our costume designer is Judy Jensen Wadsworth, who was our founder. So a lot of those costumes were originated by her, but we do have a costume, a head costume seamstress, and then we have a whole army of volunteers that help to get everyone ready. And we also have a wonderful mask that was made by Linda Robinson. It is a mask of a donkey head.
Looking at that on your website.
Yeah, it is a really, she's a wonderful artist up out of Traverse City, and we're just so lucky to have a lot of her work.
Does one, I trust one dancer is the donkey.
Yes, one of the dancers becomes the donkey. Puck, the mischievous character, changes one of the characters into a donkey. He's always kind of creating little bit of trouble around. It's a lot of fun.
Yes, some of us like donkeys, and it might be good to be a donkey, but hence reason to attend to learn the storyline of Midsummer Night's Dream, East Grand Rapids Performing Arts Center, on behalf of Care Ballet, January 26th and 27th. But in between, so much more. I mean, a mystery dinner this weekend, right?
Yes, we have a murder mystery dinner for I think it's about closed now. We're very excited. It's going to be a fun night, private party type of fundraiser, and we're going to be different characters and get to guess who the murderer is. Yeah.
And again, you have a whole ensemble of your talented kids.
We do. Our dancers are from all over Grand Rapids, some of them are seniors in high school, but our youngest dancer is actually 5 years old in this ballet.
We have 175 students at our conservatory.
Great. Well, I imagine if you do the math, as you mentioned, you're in your 26th year. Some of those kids are 26 years older. And then they start to do that math. And
they're not still dancing. They're off in leaping through their lives.
Say, where are those?
Actually, we do have a couple dancers that are still dancing from around that age. And we're very excited that one of our dancers just got a job as a swing on Broadway in the show Hamilton.
Gosh, yep. Yes, bring he or she back, and let's ask them what it's like to make it big.
Yes.
All right, details one more time for the 26th and 27th, please.
Midsummer Night's Dream by the Care Ballet. We're performing at the East Grand Rapids Performing Arts Center. That is January 26th and 27th, Saturday and Sunday. Our shows are 11 a.m., 3 p.m. on Saturday, 3 p.m. on Sunday. Tickets are $10 for students and $15 for adults. And if you remember the word puck and say that at the box office, you will get one of your students, one of your children, for free.
All right. You heard it here. And Kate, obviously, if one wants to get involved as a volunteer, just do it.
Oh, absolutely. We'd like to have you come and dance with us, but we have opportunities for behind-the-scenes work always. We are a community organization.
And again, classes available as well. Thank you. Don't break a leg? I'm not going to go there. A Midsummer Night's Dream, the last weekend of January, on behalf of Care Ballet. Kate and Heather, thank you for your good work and sharing your talents with others. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.